Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit has stole the secrets of virgin birth. The story is true, started the Hermit, just as it had been told and retold all of these centuries. There was a man named Joseph and his young wife Miriam, who had in fact traveled to Bethlehem of Judea to be counted in the census, as ordered by Caesar Augustus. Miriam, being heavy with child, had needed a place to bear him, but could find no lodging at the inn. He paused to work his lips. The hermit waited with bated breath. That night, he continued, in a tiny cave that had been dug into the soft core of a hillside, she lay to await the pangs of birth that are common to all the daughters of Eve. To other women who had seen her slip into the cave, and they had gone to render whatever assistance they could. Their names were Philomena and Salome. Suddenly, the calm of the night skies was broken by a multitude of angels who were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all men of goodwill." The song of the lower angels was heard by some shepherds, and its echo was carried to the far ends of the earth. The echo also reached up into the heavens, where the highest angels, named Seraphim, proclaimed, "Holy, holy, holy Lord." Meanwhile, back in the cave, as Philomena and Salome were waiting patiently for Miriam's labor pains to begin, a flash of blinding light left them without being able to see much. They fell to their knees with their faces bowed down deeply. What had happened was just this. Two archangels, whose very being was to be tied to the birth of the baby, had stormed out of heaven. Their names were Gabriel and Michael. They had to be present at the birth of their Lord. It had been decreed from the beginning of time that Miriam, who had lived without stain of original sin, should not have to suffer the pangs of childbirth. When the time came for the baby to be born, the angels Gabriel and Michael had held Miriam's ribcage open so that the child could be delivered without any discomfort. The hermit could only blink and nod his head as he tried to process the revelation told to him by El Mudo. He continued, "When the angels Michael and Gabriel left and the light of the cave resumed its normal tenor, Philomena and Salome looked up. There was Miriam with her baby all ready to be wrapped in swaddling clothes, as was customary among the desert tribes of that area. Philomena went to wash Miriam, but she was puzzled by what she had experienced. Disturbed, she staggered over to Salome and she whispered, 'Miriam was a virgin before the birth of the child, during the birth of the child, and after the birth of the child.' Salome, who was older and the more experienced of the two midwives, having delivered many babies in her own lifetime, at once doubted the words of Philomena. She strode over to Miriam and lifted her skirt, thrusting her hand beneath a coarse material. At once her hand withered and atrophied before her very eyes." The hermit shivered at the thought that Salome had doubted the observation made by Philomena. He himself was, after all, a man of faith. It had been faith that had led him to New Mexico. It had been faith that had led him to listen to the words of the beast man. And it had been faith that had led him to believe that all creation was made for a purpose. Giovanni then smiled to himself as he thought of the rest of the tale that said that it wasn't only until after Salome had wiped her hand with the little babe's diaper that it had become completely restored. The women in New Mexico, he thought, still take their baby's first diaper and wipe their face upon it in the belief that the discoloration that sometimes occurs during their own pregnancy will fade when it is rubbed with the baby's first drops of urine. "What name did Miriam give to the child?" he asked quickly. He noticed that the beast man's lips were steadily becoming sealed shut again. "What was the name?" he shouted with more force. The Mudo was struggling with his animal nature again. He could only mumble, "Emmanuel." The hermit then watched as the chains and manacles appeared back on the wrists of the beast man, and that El Mudo was scurrying back into the hills as Christmas Day was dawning. "Emmanuel," said Giovanni. "That is ancient Hebrew for God is with us. But more than that," he thought, "God is within us. The new year was about to dawn. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.